A Town Square Media station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Vin Avenue, topping our report this hour. An investigation continues into the Wednesday night murder of Sayreville Councilwoman Eunice Duamfour, found shot to death in her car outside her home on Samuel Circle. The 30-year-old was pronounced dead at the scene after being shot multiple times. The Middlesex County prosecutor is asking anybody with information to contact police. A drive home from the Woodbridge Mall turned terrifying for a new Tesla owner. He says the steering wheel just fell off. He was able to safely stop the car. He thanks Woodbridge police for their response and helping get his vehicle towed. Tesla, he says, called to apologize. Facebook, TikTok, and other social media giants allow users to join their platform at age 13. Is that too early? The U.S. Surgeon General says it absolutely is, and many Jersey experts agree.
At age 13, kids are still going through a rapid period of brain development, says Dr. Gary Small, chair of psychiatry at Hackensack University Medical Center. And social media is habit forming.
It boosts your dopamine levels. It's a feel-good hormone, and it's linked forms of addiction.
He says social media has its benefits, kept us connected during COVID lockdowns, and keeps us informed, but we need to balance them with the risks.
Especially with young people who are in often a very vulnerable period of their lives.
I'm Dean Alfalamia.
Ocean County Commissioner Joe Vicari will not be running for re-election this year. He is also retiring after 43 years of public service. In a letter this morning, Vicari said he wants to spend more time with family. Prior to becoming a commissioner, Vicari served on the Dover Township, now Toms River Committee, and also had a career in education. The process of potentially expanding New Jersey's indoor smoking ban to Atlantic City casinos begins this month. State Senator Joe Vitale says the Senate Health, Human Services, and Senior Citizens Committee will hold a public hearing February 13th on legislation that would end the casino's exemption from the state's Smoke-Free Air Act. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen to live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. We are in for a deep freeze this weekend. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Hey, Steve Genovese. Tonight at 7 on New Jersey 101.5, we'll talk about the scary things that happen while driving in New Jersey. Governor Murphy's reaction when asked about spending the COVID relief money on personal SUVs and the state of rock in New Jersey. Also available on demand at NJ1015.com.
Steve Genovese. Monday through Thursday evening, 7 to 11 on New Jersey 101.5.
Traffic.
On Route 287, we have construction work planned for the right lane today running northbound. Now, this is up in North Jersey between exits 52 and 53 or on the southbound side from Route 10 down to Route 24. We also had a crash on Route 24 on the westbound side approaching Columbia Turnpike. It looks like that is pretty much being pushed out of the way at this point, if not totally cleared, because the models are indicating that the traffic is getting better. And also on the New Jersey Turnpike, we have an off-ramp blockage. This is on the Duck Roadway on the southbound side going into the Thomas Edison service area because of a crash. In Bound Brook, Vossler Avenue is still closed in both directions between North Maple Avenue and Cherry Avenue. That because of a crash at 1 o'clock this morning that took down some power lines. And also we have notification from Franklin Township that they're doing bridge repair on Easton Avenue, right near the 287 overpass, and they suggest avoiding that section of Eastern Avenue if you possibly can. Traffic every 15 minutes. Our next report at 1218 on New Jersey 101.5.
Jersey Radio.
Thank God for people like you.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. You know, February is notorious for big cold snaps, and we've got one coming right up. The biggest change in this forecast is an earlier arrival of that Arctic cold front tomorrow. Once we fall below freezing tonight, we won't recover until Sunday morning. That's 60-plus hours in the freezer. We're doing all right today. Highs around 40 this afternoon with periods of sun and clouds. Brisk wind is going to start to kick up this evening, and we will turn colder. Mid-20s by sunrise, and then only around 20 degrees by sunset tomorrow. It's going to be blustery. Wind gusts to 35 or 40 miles an hour. Mostly sunny and dry. We dip into the danger zone tomorrow night. The wind chill or feels like temperature probably below zero for a few hours. And then Saturday, just frigid. Sunshine sunshine, calmer winds, highs in the mid-20s. Bouncing back nicely, though, Sunday, highs in the mid-40s. From the NJM Insurance Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Weather brought to you by Guaranteed Service. Is your heating system not working properly? Broken or faulty lights or switches? You'll always be in good hands with Guaranteed Service. For a limited time, tune up your heating system for only $77 and guarantee no breakdowns for the entire winter. 1-800-GUARANTEED or GuaranteedService.com. And right now in Franklin, it's 36, Florence, it's 36, and Clark, it's 36. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.